we got another doozy of an episode in store for us now.
Yeah.
Man, that sunset is gorgeous.
Grill, patio, sunset. Hard to get better than that. Unless you're browsing Carvana's inventory while you soak it all in.
Oh, burger time.
So sit back, get comfortable. Carvana's got thousands of cars under $20,000 just waiting for you.
I could stay here forever.
Carvana, where car buying meets comfort meets convenience. Download the app or visit Carvana.com today.
CarMax is putting peace of mind back in car shopping by putting you in the driver's seat to find a ride that's right for you. Because at CarMax, we believe you shouldn't just settle for a car. You should love your car. That's why every car we sell is CarMax certified quality, so you can be sure with upfront pricing that's the same for every customer. So don't settle. Find love at first drive and start shopping now at CarMax.com. CarMax, the way car buying should be.
Doozy for sure.
This HeadGum podcast is brought to you by Aura Frames.
That is right.
From grandmothers to new mothers, aunts, even the friends of your life, every mom loves an Aura Frame.
Holy shit, even aunts?
Yes, especially aunts.
Oh, wow.
Because it was named the best digital photo frame by Wirecutter and selected as one of Oprah's favorite things. I mean, these Aura Frames are guaranteed to bring joy to moms of all ages.
I believe it.
You have an Aura Frame, don't you?
Yes, I actually more than believe it. I know it. I've got one for my mom, my mother-in-law, my grandmother-in-law.
And dare I say, your aunt?
And dare you say, my aunt and my aunt-in-law. Everyone's got one. Everyone loves them.
I mean, Mother's Day is right around the corner, and there's no better gift than a digital photo frame. You give them the frame. It's got preloaded pictures in there. And you know what? You can update it with an app. So every time you take a new picture of a sweet little person or place or thing in your life, it gets automatically sent to that frame.
Exactly.
And right now, Aura has a great deal for Mother's Day. Listeners can save on the perfect gift by visiting AuraFrames.com to get $30 off plus free shipping on their best-selling frame. Holy smokes.
Excellent deal.
Yeah, that's AuraFrames.com. You use the code HEADGUM at checkout to save.
HEADGUM. Nice.
Yes. HeadGum. It's easy to set up. It's loved by everybody, including Oprah, including your aunt.
Mm-hmm.
So do check them out. That's AuraFrames.com. Use code HeadGum at checkout to save.
Damn right.
And terms and conditions apply, of course.
Of course.
Thanks again to Aura.
Let's check out this episode.com because our boy, Tommy Mids, is back in the house.
Yeah, Tommy Mids.
Yeah, Tommy Tombini.
And things ended up getting...
We actually did start screaming at each other at a certain point, so this would be fairly to say they did become real.
They got real.
Enjoy.
If you have a worry or you're troubled by strife, you should ask Jake and Amir what to do with your life. And if I were you, I'd do that too. If I were you.
Was that good enough for you, Tom? Or do you want better shit?
That was palpable.
You're crying.
It doesn't matter. I had a rough week, and that was just, it spoke to me.
You were staring out the window that entire song.
You were crying before it started, too.
Yeah, I cried when I got here.
That guy's name was Danny Cole, and he says, look me up on YouTube. And his last name is C-O-L without the E.
Danny
look
Cole.
Look me up on YouTube.
You're as good as he is.
No, I don't think so. No!
Holy shit, this is your email address.
It doesn't matter. I've got an alias.
It was palpable.
She wants to be in the middle.
Are you a good singer?
No, not really. But she wants to be in... Can I tell you she wants to be in the middle? I was hanging out with the old B. Schwartz, Ben Schwartz, the Bean.
Yeah.
Everyone calls him the Bean.
Benny Bean. Of course. Yep. Starting
here
now.
The Bean. We went to a symphony. Yeah, we went on a date to a symphony.
Just why?
You two? Well, we met some people, but it's through him. He's got a strange life. Uh-huh. And at one point, a lady she wanted to take a photo, and she said, "Can I take a photo?" And you're like, "Yeah, where do you want to be?" And she goes, "I want to be in the middle." And then as she's walking over, Ben and I, we knew what was going on. We said, "She wants to be in the middle." And that's been in my head for like a week now. Straight. I even got my girlfriend singing it. We're all just walking around the house singing, "She wants to be in the middle."
Is that an existing song?
No.
No.
So you guys just had the exact same song up in your head, like the same weird random tune.
Yep.
That's amazing.
Do you ever, fans ever come up to you with like a comedian friend and you guys just do bits past when they come and they're like, "All right, that's fine. Okay, bye." And then you're still just riffing and doing bits and they're already like,
"Thanks for the photo." We're like, "Stay in the middle. Hold on, hold on."
We're not doing the song.
"Thanks for the photo."
We say, "Never meet your heroes."
Yeah, exactly.
No, I don't really talk to fans.
Don't need to. Play that song again. Thomas Middleditch, back on the show. Part three. Holy shit.
You're a regular Streeter Seidel now at this point.
That's what they call me.
Yeah. The Bean in Street. That's what they call you and Ben on the street.
It's true. The Bean, the Street, and the old Middlestein.
The last time you were here was the day before Silicon Valley debuted.
Oh, yeah. We did before, and we were talking about the poster and like,
yeah.
And then we did it kind of during almost or just
did
before.
Did we? Oh, we've done. I thought the second time was right before.
The first time, we did double before.
He showed us the photo of the poster on his phone before. It was just plastered everywhere all over his town. Yeah. And then
the second time was the day before it came out.
Yeah.
Right.
And then we called you like the next week, like, "Hey, we should do another one." And then you called us back from your convertible and you're like, "Sorry, bro, I can't hear you right
his
now."
His personal assistant called
us. Oh, yeah. He's like, "Let me get Jerry on the phone." They're like, "Thomas doesn't do podcasts."
But
no
then
more.
He put us in touch with your lawyer, your agent, your manager, and your publicist. And
they said, "Can you hit 250? I'm like, "What are you talking about? Hit 250? Like, that's Tommy's going rate.
That's my usual listener count. Yeah. 250 people.
Which is great.
Which is huge.
That's a room. That's
a
theater.
That's what I get whenever I'm on my soapbox out in downtown screaming away.
Yeah, covered in silver paint.
The end is nigh.
I'm from another planet. and now it's post. Now it's post Silicon Valley.
Let's talk about it during the break. That'll be a fun little discussion. How your life has changed.
Sure, babies. Sure, babies.
Baby boys.
Spread your little legs open for me. Both of you guys have such wide sitting stances. Yeah, but you're in shorts. Show some modesty. Close them up.
You're a conservative little boy, aren't you?
I just, you know, come on, be a gentleman.
You Canadian. Look at you, dude. Look, take off that hat, dude.
No, wait, man. It's how I maintain my fresh style.
Brother, you've been on the show. You know how it works. We get emails from people who are in difficult places in their lives, and they email us at ifiwereyoushow@gmail.com, and then we answer their questions. Sometimes it's just me and Jake, and sometimes Thomas Middleditch is in the house.
Wee-woo.
Wee-woo indeed.
Wee-woo. She wants to be in the middle.
She wants to be you. Wee-woo. Wee woo, she wants to be you.
I'm very excited. I love this.
Yeah, this is fun, right?
It's super fun for me.
It's fun for us, and it's fun for the audience.
I hope it is. Aren't like, "Oh, what?"
I think
we already got enough of this fucking asshole.
The show gets better when we have repeat guests.
Because the chemistry is
there. The chemistry's there, and like, there's a better flow to the show. It's not people discovering it for the first time.
The show's got good flow. For show.
For show. For flow.
For show. A flow. It goes. Okay. It goes.
You know.
You my know. Nose. The my flow. Nose. My nose. It's bleeding. My
oh,
nose
no.
is bleeding.
Oh, no.
Help me.
All right. Let's
She's
get this.
She's a hemophiliac. Mary Mo. Mary Mo.
Mary Mo. Whoa. Dude. A scorpion just came out of your nose.
Shit. Put it back in. Well, I'm made of scorpions.
You weren't supposed to see that. Not until 2016.
Scorpion controls my every move.
Oh, dear. All right. Oh, this is a fun part, too. Tom gets to make up names for these people.
We're right into it. The preamble. Now we're on to helping out the folks.
Now it's the U.S. Constitution, baby.
What?
The preamble to the Constitution.
All right, look, I'm from Canada. Yeah. You said it earlier.
Does Canada have a constitution? Or they're just like,
this
everyone just
so
be nice.
Bad, I don't know. That's how exciting
you are American
Canadian history
now.
Is. Yeah, I don't know. I don't think we have like a... I can't say. I don't
you
know.
You studied... Like, when you study history in Canada in elementary school and high school, is it Canadian history?
We study a bit of Canadian. We study a fair amount of Canadian history. I just didn't pay attention. I remember Louis Riel, the Métis fugitive, and John A. Macdonald, the first prime minister.
Oui.
No, he's Scottish.
No. Oh, yeah.
You're having a seizure.
Bite down on this. So yeah, we got a little bit. We know that you guys try to annex us in some.
Dude, that
some
was a joke.
And then
relax.
I want to say American we repelled either. You, but the British.
Oh, yeah. You're Israeli and you're Canadian. I'm the only blue blood here.
You're blue blooded.
I don't know what blue blooded.
Alien,
is.
You are controlled by a scorpion.
Burn him. Tail attack. No one could have seen that, but
we should do a video podcast. I tail attacked.
He just tail attacked. Classic tail attack, which does 4D plus 3 damage.
Oh no, he's getting nerdier.
Well, let's see. Jake has a strength of 12, which is higher than average.
That's
he's
not
got
bad.
The fit advantage. So I've been playing a lot of GURPS, generic universal role-playing system. I am currently game mastering a campaign where my friends are cavemen and they've got to go on an epic quest to save their village because the seer stone was stolen. Oh, this is real.
And yet none of it is. You do it during the day?
We try and do it every Sunday, but you know, people
go out of
town.
It's like once a week. It's not like insane. You're not doing it like 12 hours a day inside.
No,
this is your poker game.
Yeah, it's my poker game.
That's cool.
And all the haters can go suck a egg. Suck a egg.
Suck a egg.
Suck a egg, hater. You are a elephant.
Hater.
Yeah, hater.
Bill Hader. What was I? Oh, didn't you want to do a podcast once that was this game?
I did. People couldn't make it happen, but maybe one day it'll happen. I'd love to do, like a kind of what Posehn does with his Dungeons & Dragons, except taking it a little bit more seriously, guys.
Yeah, because a lot of it is they're just having fun, but this isn't about fun.
Do you hear this?
What?
Your fake nerd voice. You're calling calling Thomas a nerd right now.
Says the guy, says fucking Four Eyes.
Who do you think's more nerdy, me or Thomas?
It's really, you guys are both quiet nerds because you're you're an attractive hipster guy with your backwards hat and your thermos.
Yeah.
And you are secretly getting really buff.
Yeah, I'm getting
cut. Got a
cool
mustache, good haircut, and the, I don't know.
Well, because this goes on what we were talking about earlier, you're accounting money management nerd.
I'm a Jewish nerd.
You're a Jewish nerd, and I'm like a shy
fantasy.
Kid fantasy nerd.
You're yeah.
Fantasy I think your nerddom goes deeper than mine.
It does go deeper and
numbers,
into classic nerdy stuff.
I guess
right.
But numbers and actually maybe Thomas is nerdier because your nerdiness is numbers related. Like numbers and math and stats really excite you.
Yeah.
But that carries over
just
into
talking
sports.
About it, he's getting
so
hard.
You
I can see
do,
through the
yeah,
shorts.
You can see the that's why I wear shorts.
Give me two numbers. I want to multiply them in my head.
But being a sports nerd as much as you are is a little bit cool because it's sort of masculine.
Right, because it's
I like
not,
sports. I like hockey, so fuck.
That's pretty masculine.
Yeah.
The only fantasy I'm involved in is fantasy football.
Well, I play a lot of soccer video game. I play FIFA 14 like a madman. And I go to Ren Faires in garb. So I think I'm edging
you
out.
I'm edging.
All right, give us a female name so we can answer this email.
Trisha Smear.
Named after.
She sounded so pretty to begin with. Ooh, Trisha.
And what's your last name, Trisha?
Smear?
I'm sorry, what?
Smear. I'm your substitute teacher, Miss Smear.
All right, Miss Smear writes, I'm a college freshman who recently started classes. My mom was kind enough to get me an iPad for high school graduation. When asked if I wanted a mini or a regular, I asked for a regular, although she suggested I get a mini. I'm regretting it. It's bulky and heavy with a case. My college is checking mini iPads out to us for the semester and selling them to us at a greatly reduced price in December, and I am considering selling my iPad and getting one of those. It would be more convenient, but I am afraid of hurting my mom's feelings. I really appreciate that she got it for me, but I'm kind of embarrassed because she was insistent on getting me a mini and I refused. Should I sell mine and just avoid showing her, or would this be rude and disrespectful? Thanks for your time, Trisha Smear. Oh,
what an aptly nerdy question following what the heck we were just talking about. True.
The smallest problem you can have.
Yeah, I want to meet Trisha Smear and be like, you have the best life ever. This is what you like. This is what you stress out about.
Oh, white people problems, man.
Yeah.
Maybe she's black. I don't know.
They sell iPads to everybody, I guess.
Yeah. There's no racial divide between iPads.
But
and
it is like, that's so, it's...
That's great. No, she has a problem. She took the time to write the email. We have to give her sound advice.
Mm-hmm. That's fair. I think, actually,
you could spin this to be like, Mom, you were right.
Yeah.
And now she's sort of sitting.
My first lesson in college is that I got to start listening to you, Mom.
My mom. Yeah, exactly. You may get I told you so, but that's the bullet you have to bite in order to maybe get two.
You fake sell your other one.
Yeah, baby. And you say, Mommy, I lost my iPad. Can you give me money for a greatly reduced iPad mini? You were right. I was wrong. If I were you.
Why did she say the name of the podcast?
Just plugging it for her mom.
For all the listeners, they got to know you're listening to.
Yeah, that was a station identification.
I mean, right? You could spin it like that.
That is good.
Or just like, fucking chill, man. I have an iPad regular, and it's like in no way too bulky. I don't know what you're talking about.
Yeah, they're not that much bigger. It's just so bulky.
Yeah, that's the problem with Apple. They're like, the iPad is the sleekest, smallest, nicest piece of machinery ever. But now there's a mini, and now yours is big,
and it's just
bulky, and it's thick.
Isn't that like that weird language? Because they could also be like, hey, now there's an iPad extra large, and the screen is huge, and it's fast, and it's got a lot of storage. And you're like, oh, shit, I want the biggest iPad.
Yes, you're touching on it perfectly. This is all – we all get manipulated by advertising. This is all it is, man. You don't need it.
No,
what are you using
that.
It for? Going to class, typing notes. I'd love to see you like whip out the mini and type 2 hours worth of notes on that fucking thing. Your hands, your ankles. I type with my feet.
Your arm ankles.
Yeah, your arm ankles would be.
You're
broken.
Just like a big stump.
Smear. She's
smear.
Be smearing it all over the place. Let's be honest, they're no Samsung, so you're not doing those swipe typing. Come on, guys.
It's always going to be smaller. It's always going to be bigger. But the point is that your mother's alive and she bought you one, and that's really nice.
Yeah,
you know?
It's good.
Yeah, and to be honest, you don't need it.
No.
And you've got a perfectly functioning next-gen, regular, fat, clunky, ugly iPad, which you probably have a case for because you know that mommy bought a case.
Let's get a little notebook, just an old-school composition book. That's good for notes.
I have one of those. I have, like, a Lenovo mega laptop. It's very bulky. But you're talking about you write it down.
I'm talking about, like, legit pen and paper.
Ooh, I love it.
Old-school. Classic.
It's so vintage.
Retro. Throwback.
Etsy.
Very Etsy.
Yeah. I mean, that would be the jam. If you show up to class, everyone's got their little their iPads and stuff, and you pull out this, like, Italian leather, like, hand-bound Etsy notebook.
You blow dust off of it like it's an ancient book of spells.
Exactly. It
gets into the crevices of other people's iPads.
Yeah.
Short-circuiting everything.
It's got a monogram of, like, Giuseppe Bonavoni, Italian explorer. And it's his line of, like, notebook.
So you it's not his notebook. It's not a used notebook.
No, he used to do a lot of adventures, and then in his post adventure life he makes really nice.
And now he makes bank and buys iPads
with it. And he's got an online store, Giuseppe, it's Etsy.com/Giuseppe.
Yeah, so just take out your big bulky iPad and go Etsy.com.
And by yourself. Did you guys take notes handwritten in college?
Of course we didn't have iPads then.
No, but did you have laptops?
Stone Age.
They had laptops, maybe. Some people did.
Not for me.
Handwritten.
I think probably laptops were like kind of like maybe not permitted in class, even if you did have them.
Yeah. I imagine that's a very big distraction thing now. You have your iPad or your computer with the internet on it, and you're trying to like pay attention to like an economics lesson.
I think I had like one class where we brought computers, and it was like, I feel like
typing
was 2004 like the early day of Wi-Fi?
Yes, it was like, I remember one of the classes had wireless internet. I'm like, wait, what do you mean wireless?
That was the first time I used it. Like, what the fuck are you talking about? There doesn't need no wire.
So how does it get in? How is it here?
No.
Yes, yeah.
But it was also good because when 2004, Facebook hadn't come to my college yet, so I didn't really have a lot. I guess I had porn. But I wouldn't.
Just you watching porn on a laptop in class.
The two things I did with that computer was download Scrubs and watch porn. Yeah. That was all I did.
I would imagine for the good kids that come there to learn, a laptop or an iPad would be very good. But for the baddies,
Yeah.
Tyler, get off your iPad. So I don't know. What's our final advice for Trish?
I think I'm with you. I think she could like sell this. Definitely spin it as a "You are right, mom."
Yeah.
If you're really obsessed with this and fucking mini, yeah, you could spin it.
Also,
like that,
if you get a good deal, give her some of the money back.
There you go.
Then it's a nice gift to your mom. Like, hey, mom, you were right, and we actually there's this great deal at school. I was thinking of selling the bigger iPad, getting this one for cheap, and giving you the extra dough.
If your mom is, I mean, if your mom's a reasonable person, like as any woman is,
any mother,
you could maybe sort of talk to her like that, just how we did, two rational men.
Yeah, talking to each other. All right, so we're in favor of selling your iPad, getting the mini.
I don't know. I am actually not. I love my iPad regular, and I don't know what you want.
It's a little.
Why would you want a mini?
It's a little too big.
It's not. Just wave to a postman who came and delivered two boxes for you.
Oh, shit. We got two boxes at the door. Should I go grab them?
See what they are?
Yeah, sure. Why not?
We just hear a huge explosion.
Are on the podcast? Yeah. Acid all over my face. It's the Bjork stalker.
We should do a separate iPad or separate podcast where we just talk until the mail comes and then we go through the mail.
It's called Waiting for the Mail with Tommy and Amir.
Oh, well, I'll be damned. It's a mailbox.
There's Georgie the mailman.
They're both for Colleen. Oh, open them. That's our neighbor. We can open them. Open them. Ooh, a dildo.
Ooh, a love note.
It's a little big and bulky.
She should get the dildo mini.
Oh, God.
All right.
There we are.
Question number deuce.
Deuces.
We need another female's name.
Maureen Pavlanovich.
Wow. This girl's
nice.
Hot.
I don't really.
This girl's a goddamn smoke show.
Right up Amir's
alley. Pavlanovich? Eastern European dude?
Give me some mo.
Give me some mo that momo.
Hey guys, my boyfriend and I have been dating for 7 months. Mm. He's the first nice guy I've ever dated. Aww. We met in college. I graduated in May and my boyfriend still has 2 years. Everything was going great until I noticed he was covering/tilting his phone when he was on it. I got suspicious, so I broke relationship advice. Number one, don't snoop. Mm. He left his phone at my house one night and his phone kept getting texts. I couldn't resist, so I looked. The text was from a girl, and the past messages from a month ago had provocative conversations with him being the initiator. Mm. I confronted him about the messages. He begged me not to leave him. He said he'll never do it again, and he realizes how important I am to him. Do you think I should give him a second chance? If so, how can I trust him again?
Mm. Let's all answer with a yes or no on three. Ready?
Wait, second chance, yes or no?
Should I give him a second chance, yes or no? One, two, three, no!
Yes.
Are you serious?
Why,
just
dude?
Texts? It's because you haven't been down this road.
Just texts.
You
just
been texts. Down the road,
that's
man.
It.
No. You know what? I'll say that she didn't break relationship rule number one, don't snoop. Relationship rule number one is don't cheat. He broke it.
You think he cheated by texting a girl?
I think he had emotional affair. I also, like, who knows? Now. Who knows, what, like, if it led to anything more than that? Who knows?
Yeah, I guess she doesn't know.
I mean, look.
Look.
It is, you know, I suppose you could, I don't know the extent. You don't know the extent. Maybe it was like hundreds of messages and it was really intense and stuff like that. Then that's something. If it was like, yeah I would have, I'm in a relationship, you know, you're very great. Maybe in another life. That's not that bad. You don't know the extent, but I got to be honest. If he's gone down the road,
But now he feels so bad and he's so scared.
Find another dude.
But
honestly.
It had been like it was prolonged behavior. It wasn't just like a one conversation like, oh man, I shouldn't be doing this. Like we're done. It was like he multiple times initiated a steamy conversation with someone who was then texting like many times throughout the night.
Bada boom.
When he left his phone
while she was there too, because he's shielding. That's pretty cold. Dog.
Shading is cold, man. That's
the sneak that don't look.
You never want to be doing that.
You don't wanna. As soon as that happens, she's got to remind herself that dude's still in college.
Oh, that's another thing. She's 2 years older than him. He's still in college and she's not.
Yeah, or maybe he's a late bloomer in college late. But either way, he's in college for a couple more years and she's not. She should be focused on getting herself a job, getting herself a career that she likes.
That's right. Being that's right. Pavlonovich, you know. Come on. What? Come on. Yo, her boyfriend could suck an egg, man.
Priorities. She's just got a brand new spanking degree, awesome. Man. She's got the
He's
world.
The first nice guy I ever dated. He only cheated on me.
Yeah, imagine what the mean guys did to her.
Watch out for the nice guys. We're tricky.
We're lying. We're all scorpions
we're a
under
tricky.
Our skin.
We all go through phases. You know, we're all young at one point.
Can you be a nice guy and still do this? Or does that mean he's not a nice guy?
Yes. You could still be a nice guy and be a rotten bastard.
But does that mean you're a nice guy?
Yeah, sure.
Or you're just better at disguising it.
You just, like, don't know how to, like, confront your feelings and women, and maybe you want to still be a nice guy, but also want to be a bad boy. You're conflicted. Right.
Come on. He's got evil tendencies. I mean, he could donate to charity and then send illicit texts to a stranger or something.
I think if he's a nice guy, and this is the worst he's ever done, and he feels so bad, when you feel bad, you just mean you're scared straight, basically. He's basically too afraid to do it again now.
But that's not the relationship you want to be in anyway.
Yeah, also it's going to matter how she's going to conduct herself moving forward. Like, are you going to be able to trust him if he says I won't do it again, it won't happen again, are you going to be like, okay, and live your life and be calm and present? Or is she going to be like always like, oh fuck, what's his phone say now? Like his phone's just buzzed, what's he typing right
now? Stress is now forever going to be part of it. And to be honest, this is dark, but like when you've been taken back, there's part of you that feels like, oh, I can probably get away with this again.
Oh, like you can get off to the
or you feel like this person's weak, and like, because if that had happened to me, I'd have been like, fuck you, get out of here.
From a text message conversation.
Depends. I don't know the I don't know the actual texts, but yeah, if I caught my sweet, sweet tender love girlfriend and I saw like steamy text, I'd be like, yo man, it would be bad news.
That's what I'm saying. One night of steamy text, like maybe, I don't know. Who knows? Like, all I'm saying is if it happened multiple times, several different initiated text conversations,
but with one girl.
Yes. Fuck that, of course. I changed my opinion to be adamantly fuck that, don't give him a second chance. Multiple times he's shielding his phone, texting some other girl.
Maybe that's how he gets off.
Yeah, great. That's how he gets off. Then he should be in an open relationship.
I'll never be with a girl, so I'll just text. It's sort of like a sex chat.
There's plenty of people like that, and that more power to them. I'm not saying you should be condemned for having a thing. I'm just saying you should maybe be honest when you're doing it.
Yeah. He hid it from her knowing it would hurt her.
And
then
what?
Still did it, but decided to hide it, and then couldn't hide it anymore, but now it's hurt her.
He was a dummy for sure. He was hiding.
Yeah. Still is a piece of shit. Nothing's changed.
He's a nice guy.
He doesn't need to be persecuted. Again, we all go through the phases.
Have you done this?
Yes.
You've done the text while in a relationship?
Uh-huh. Yes. And it's bad news. And you get out of it, and you're like, wow, I hurt someone. I learned a valuable lesson. He needs to learn his lesson.
When that's happened to you, did you feel like you deserved a second chance?
I begged and pleaded.
You wanted it, but like,
and sometimes I got it, and guess what? I was like, oh, this person's weak. I don't give him a second chance.
No second chances ever.
No.
It's like being grounded.
Dude's got to learn his lesson.
When I was little, I would get grounded all the time, but it never really stuck. So I never really learned consequences to my actions.
Yeah. So what should your parents have done? Break up with you?
If they had kept me grounded, I'd be different, so thanks, Mom and Dad. I love me.
You put me on a leash so loose I could do whatever the fuck I wanted.
Yeah. You told me there was an electric fence, but there wasn't. Yeah. I ran into the woods.
Is it still considered a leash if it's that diameter of the entire fucking Earth? You might as well not be wearing anything at this point.
Well, I tell you, to the lady, don't worry. There's going to be other dudes, and there are other nice guys. And to the guy, hey, you messed up. One day you'll learn your lesson, and one day, hopefully, you'll be like Jake and I, who are reformed baddies, and now are hell-bent on being goodies.
Yeah. Okay. All right. So
well said.
So you got two hell no's and one maybe so. And I think that's okay.
You're soft, Amir. The weirdest thing is that, like, this guy did something that you would never do.
Right.
Give him another chance. And this guy did something that me and Tom would have done. And we're like, fuck him. But that's because we know in those situations we didn't deserve another chance.
No.
And you've never been in that situation.
That's the thing with life. If you end up being a scoundrel and a baddie, that's... you've chosen. You chose to shoot the guy. Now you got to go to jail.
Yeah.
Sorry.
Yeah.
That's what you get.
That's what happens.
I agree. And this isn't like choosing, this isn't like a heat of the moment crime of passion. Like, this guy just said something awful and now I shoot him. It's like a well-planned, like, nightly
obviously
ritual.
Obviously, he's conflicted. He's pulled multiple different ways. You know, that's not his fault. But what's his fault is him not sort of stepping up to the plate and being doing the right thing.
Come on.
Meg Ryan, Kim Basinger, and Tom Berenger. Oh, where is he? Should be in my movie. He was in Inception. What was he in Inception? Tom Berenger. God, I love that
I can't
guy.
Keep up with your brain.
I'm McCoy's. You see that shit? The miniseries? He was the best part. Berenger?
Who's Berenger?
Berenger, he's in one of the families, but he's this sort of strong, silent, sort of like, man, you gotta go get him if you want to get him. Like, spitting out.
Was he the one that was like, don't, but is he, well, I was somewhere in it. We'll talk.
We'll gab. Should we go to the third question?
Yeah, baby. Was there a break? Did we talk?
After we'll
do,
the third question.
Yeah, let's do one more question, then break it up. Break it up. Break it up. Whoa, is this another? Oh, no, we got it, guys. We got a dude.
Thank God.
We got a dude. Give me a doo-doo name.
Oh, doo-doo name? Ah.
Shit.
Xavier Inch Practice.
Inch Practice?
Inch Practice.
So is that one word or is it like
it's his
hyphenated
last name,
parents?
Inch Practice. Like a stout British name, compound
Inch
name.
Practice.
Xavier Inch Practice. Practice.
Right. Actually, do you want to read it in a British accent?
I'd love to.
Did you see that animation? You did. The South Park animation of you reading that question?
That was great.
Isn't that amazing?
What a treasure. Yeah. What cool fans. That's really cool. That's nice.
Dear sirs, I am a 21-year-old guy in college with an unusual problem. I like the punctuation already. I have never had a girlfriend or even been on a date or had my first kiss. Now I understand why. No. Poor guy. Oh, okay, I know a dude like this. Okay, I don't think I'm unattractive. It's just that I'm a coward with no guts to ask a girl out. And I also don't meet very many girls in my social life as I'm a huge nerd. As such, I have two questions. One, how can I man up and gain the balls to ask girls out even though I have no experience? And two, how do I deal with girls who will think it's weird that I'm 21 and have never even been on a date? Two A's. Mm. So maybe just do a brief spell check before you send it in. Can you help me with this conundrum, or should I resign myself to a life of loneliness and drowning my sorrows in Mike's hard lemonade? Sincerely, Xavier Inch Practice.
First, man, get into beer.
Oh, God. Take a girl out for him. Mike's hard lemonade.
Aw.
Did you have a girlfriend by age 21?
No. I lost my virginity when I was 19. And then scrambled to play catch-up. That's why I was a bastard. I was like, I've done it all wrong. I'll use women from now on. A girlfriend, a real girlfriend at 21? No. I mean, I had a couple, like, pseudos, but...
Right. So 21 is not terribly late. There's still time to turn things around.
Yeah, I wouldn't beat yourself. I think you'd be surprised about how many people are in your position. I think society and sort of, culture puts a lot of emphasis on, like, early sex, early experiences, living hard, die young. But I don't think many. I think you'd be surprised about how many people don't do that.
Yeah. So what can he do?
How can you ask a girl out, and how can you gain the balls, and how can you do that?
What about online? Isn't that an easy way to do it? Then you don't have to actually physically talk
tender,
to anybody.
Tender, yeah.
But if you do stuff like that, if you do online, because online is a great resource. It's linking people who normally don't go out to bars, for example.
Right.
Like, I'm not a bar guy. I never met any girls from bars. I met girls after comedy shows or like online.
Right.
You just got to be realistic with your Tinder, you know? What? Be like when you Tinder, don't swipe like Barbies and hot girls that you know you're never going to have anything in common with.
Oh, you got to match the girls that would like you.
Yeah, if you're a nerd and like GURPS, like myself.
Swipe
gotta,
right
like,
the GURPS.
Swipe up the nerdy artsy girls who look like they might like GURPS or at least be open to liking GURPS if they don't know about it.
That's
you know
a good Tinder
saying?
Tip.
Like that's online all yeah. Because I see a lot of people they're like, yeah, see all that girl. So I'm like... buddy,
they're just matching.
Never
bots.
Gonna happen. Never gonna happen. Yeah, exactly.
Dude, I'm matching four chicks, and they all got cam shows tonight. How's your Sunday looking, loser?
I'm alt tabbing all night. Boom,
multi-tabbing.
Boom.
Mike's hard. Jergens.
Drinking one, using the other. I'm not going to say which, but I am butt chugging Jergens. Yeah, I chose that question, I think, because you blossomed very late. Yeah. You're peaking right now at 31.
Yeah. So at 21, I was also a nerdy dude. But we didn't even have online dating back then, right? Was there?
I
meet girls in like weird like AOL chat rooms and stuff, but there, I don't think there was anything.
Those were real.
There's definitely no like, there's nothing like there.
Meeting
is
girls online for me came when MySpace sort of was big.
So you were doing it even in like 06.
Yeah, I was like, I don't know, 23, 24, 25.
You can meet people on MySpace. It's not just friends.
Dude, MySpace was rad. Now it's all bands, but like you could go like, I'm searching for female, single, within this age range, within this height range, within this weight range. Whatever wow. they put into their profile, you could sort of like...
That's pretty awesome.
It was a party palace, MySpace. MySpace used to be the place. It's kind of a bummer. Well, it's not anymore. I'm completely devoutly in love, but still, whatever.
But my God, I'd love to search all these people in this zip code, age range, height range, weight range.
I outed myself as an absolute maniac, as a total psychopath.
5'7", 131 pounds.
Scar above her right knee.
Oh, there she is. MySpace has categorized life, and I can like see in a database everybody that I want.
Yeah. I would say to this dude, A, don't worry about it. Like, right. you fretting about it is kind of like bad
That's
news.
What I was going to say, too. He has a self-defeatist attitude right now.
Yeah, he's
I don't
afraid.
Think he needs to bring up to any girl that he goes out with that it's his first date or that he's never had a girlfriend.
Yeah.
Just, like, go out and you're a guy and you have hobbies and interests and that's good enough and you don't have to be like... Nobody cares. I don't think I've ever gone on a date and been like, so who else have you dated? Have you dated many other people? I would actually rather not know.
That can be be a fact that you share later on, like if you guys hit it off, like be like, actually, you know, whatever. That's when you're comfortable and you're talking, you're chatting.
Yeah. Right?
But the
Once
thing
you
is,
hit it off and you're like, actually, you really like cute, smile, and like I never had a girlfriend. They're like, oh my God, I want to be your first girlfriend. Yeah. That can actually like, work for you.
I've never had a boyfriend, and they can be part of like a quirky, cute, romantic comedy where it's like two shy people meet each other. Under the veil of night, never being out in the day.
There are shy, nerdy girls too. Who've never had boyfriends.
I was just gonna say we are fortunate enough to live in an age where you can find what you like and what will like you. That's the big thing I learned actually out of getting out of high school, of that microcosm world where you're forced to be with this like, well, for me, small town crew that is like they're the same.
Yeah,
and even out of college. Is like you can find your people. If you don't even like the idea of going online, you go to whatever, like here in Los Angeles, you go to Meltdown Comics and like meet girls who are into comic books and comedy shows, stuff like that. Or you go to wherever that you think like-minded people will go to. Or you find them on the internet. You can find your tribe and then you'll see all that like crazy anxiety goes away. Because right now he's probably looking at like Vanessa Smear, Trisha's sister, Trisha. Super hot sister. When he should
the
be going
smallest
after
iPad
Trisha.
Of all.
Yeah, she's got the super smallest iPad.
It's an iPad
and
Nano.
She's like a sorority girl or whatever. I don't know. I'm probably judging unfairly, but like he's maybe looking at just the wrong type and being like, I'll never get that. I want to be like Jake Hurwitz. I can't. You're not Jake Hurwitz. I'm not Jake Hurwitz. No one can be him. He's a guy.
I'm not even Jake Hurwitz.
Jake looks at himself in the mirror and goes, who are you? No one knows.
I want to be you. And then he reaches towards the mirror and he's disappointed every time that his fingers reach the glass.
Yeah. Who's and then he goes through and then glass? He's in Narnia and then Mr. Tumnus is like, would you like some porridge? Dear old Tumnus.
Tumnus.
He sees strangers into his land and that little satyr welcomes them into his home.
Satyr?
Yeah, it's a satyr. S-A-T-Y-R.
Oh, I
half
see.
Goat person.
I thought it was a satyr, like a Passover satyr.
No, dude.
Yeah.
Man, way to fucking Jew it up, man. Jesus Christ.
That's how I feel
Can
about
we have
my
one
entire
conversation?
Life with him in it. He's Jewed up everything I do.
You're talking to two wasps.
Yeah, man.
You guys are flying. So online and don't tell anybody.
Not don't tell anybody like it's a secret, but
right,
just like
it won't
that
come
doesn't
up.
Yeah, that it doesn't have to.
Yeah.
That's not who you are. It's not like
that doesn't define you.
Right. Yeah, yeah. You're a sum of many other experiences.
I was talking about like sort of like life after college, life after school. There is that ability to find your people in college especially. You can find there's a million social activities that aren't like froth and stuff. Like, you can go watch obscure movies. Here are nerdy things to do. Watch cool obscure movies.
Rent movies from a library would be a nerdy thing to do if you were to rent a VHS or a DVD from a library.
Yeah, Magic the Gathering clubs.
Yeah.
Probably those are a bunch of other dudes, but... I don't know. There are things.
There are people.
You know what? You know what's strange? And I did this when I was in Los Angeles before all this, before Silicon Valley, before all this shit, and I had no friends. I went on meetup.com.
Whoa.
It's like, I'm plugging this thing. But like, there are other social sites like this where it's not about like dating. It's like events, and you sign up to be part of the group that tells you about events. And you can kind of do like groups that have like a certain wheelhouse. Like there's like, you know, nerdy cool stuff that you can.
So what was the meetup that you went on?
I went on there to find a pickup soccer game group.
Oh, that's pretty cool.
Which is like super cool and like chocolate, like a total chocolate.
There you go.
But because I wanted to play, you know, I just wanted to play soccer. But there was like, you know, cool nerdy stuff to do. There's all kinds of shit, and you can just get on these little groups and get told about it in your area. Meetup.com.
It's convenient. It's easy. It's free. It's meetup.com.
I just got paid $200,000.
Oh my god!
Go fuck yourselves. No,
so that means we only have to owe you $50. is that not how it works? Cool.
Back.
That's it. Now it's break time.
All right.
Silicon Valley, has your life significantly changed since the show came out? Or is it more or less the same?
It is a bit of both.
Okay.
One, it's like it's the same in that like nothing I do day to day changes really. I still do all the stuff. For a while I was very, very busy. Now it's like chilled out and I'm waiting for season 2 to kick off. The main thing that's changed is that like strangers will come up and say, hey, good job, which is great. I love that. Sometimes it's like a lot and unexpected places, like some bar in the middle of Louisiana. People will be like, hey man, I love your show. And I'm like, really?
Why?
You're watching HBO just right after Game of Thrones? You? And but you know, It's been pretty cool.
So if there was like a documentary made about your life 24 hours last year and then 24 hours this year, is it noticeably different?
You would take today? No.
No, because you did this podcast
a year. I mean, almost.
The microphones
I'm still like, you know, spend a lot of my days either playing video games, writing, or doing whatever. I mean, yeah.
When is season 2?
I mean, here's what's changed. I'll go to like... fancy Hollywood parties that they just like send a bunch of invites out to get people to come, right?
So they want stars to be there, stars of TV shows.
I've gotten like 10 times more suits.
Oh, that's fun.
Like I have like a stylist now and they like make me suits and stuff like that.
That's cool.
I have a publicist, although I haven't used her. There's just like someone there just in case.
Just in case something goes really wrong.
Just in
wrong.
Case you know me, I go on my meth binge.
Well, how does a stylist work?
A stylist will say, okay, so for the Emmys, I'm going to the Emmys.
Sunday.
Monday.
Oh, shit. That's the day this episode comes out.
Cool.
Watch the Emmys.
Watch the Emmys, then come listen to Jake and Amir, if I were you.com. The stylist will be like, hey, I'll go meet her. She'll have a ton of suits from all these different companies, like whatever, CK, Valentino.
Yeah.
They'll have a range of like Juju,
La Faconable.
La Faconable, La Contonle, and La Poupin. Poupin's suits are...
Yeah, they're just... It's like you're not wearing anything.
It's, like, incredible.
A lot of it is you're actually not wearing anything.
Yeah.
Yeah, it's just a tie.
You're just trying to find, like, you know, an agreeable style, you know?
Do you have to pay for it?
Typically, all done.
So they're like...
These one... This, I believe for a couple of these events, she's been hired through HBO, so HBO's helping me out.
Oh, that's
which
awesome.
Which is very kind. I mean,
so HBO
if you're
going to
be on a TV
good.
Show, my God, be with HBO. They're the best.
So, like, we'll pay for your suit because we want you to look good. Because
you're a fucking schlub, and otherwise you'll show up in sweatpants.
Like,
I got a tie on. So that'll happen. Occasionally we'll get, like, free stuff, like Magic the Gathering, for example, heard that I played Magic on set and then sent me a box full of Magic cards.
Wow. Awesome. But you don't play Magic.
I play it from time to time. I'm very grateful. Thank you, Wizards of the Coast. But, you know, things like that. You get a couple free things here and there that you're like, oh, I wouldn't have gotten this when I was poor, but
right.
Now I have a chunk of change, then there you go, which is ridiculous. And part
what
of
about
what
like new professional opportunities? Are there more like auditions
that,
coming your way?
Career-wise, that has been a total game changer, the show. Not that I'm, like, going to be on Guardians of the Galaxy 2.
Right.
It's just that, like, people wouldn't even consider.
Holy shit.
Yeah, man. Check it out.
I'm gonna do it.
I'm actually, Chris Pratt bowed out. Weird.
Whoa.
He just said he didn't want to do anymore. So I was sick. Like, it's such a successful movie. He's like, I don't like it. So I was like, I'll do it. I could bulk up. Things like that, like, you know, I'm just, at least in people's eyes, a possibility to be cast in X role or Y role.
Yeah, that's awesome.
So that's been cool.
When do you get offered parts versus audition?
The only parts I've been offered are, like, parts in movies where people I've never heard of are involved.
Oh, so you still have to audition.
$5,000 budget and stuff like that. I still mostly have to audition, but I don't mind that. I kind of don't mind auditioning.
Really?
I don't mind proving myself. It's clutch. I like clutch situations.
Well, that's cool. It's sort of like the closest you can get to, like, being an athlete as an actor.
Yeah, I'm
like
draining trades.
The pressure situation. Right.
The quarterback wants the football.
Yeah.
Give it to me. I'm the exact opposite.
You're the guy who's like, just tries to stay next to his defender on basketball. Right. Like, I'm sort of covered. Don't pass it to me.
As long as I'm, as long as I didn't fuck anything up, I'll be happy.
Yeah, I want to be on the court. I want to be the Christian Laettner on the dream team. We won. I was on the team. Didn't play, but I didn't ruin things either.
Yeah, that's good.
Yeah. I want to be the John Stockton, 6 feet tall and white.
That's
so close.
That's just 1 inch taller than you are now.
But imagine.
But imagine. Your
God
imagination
damn it.
Knows no bounds. Imagine 1 inch taller.
A Stockton-esque yeah. 6 feet.
Get bigger shoes.
No, it's not that easy. He's 6 feet tall. Barefoot.
Doc Martens.
Oh, that could work.
All right.
So when does season 2 start?
We're going to start filming end of October.
Oh, shit, that's soon.
Yeah, and then we'll go to the end of January, I believe. And then that's it. Then I have, like, the rest of the year, save for when it comes out and there's, like, press. But
that's an exciting schedule, right? 3 months of hard work great. And then 9 months of chillaxing.
Well, I mean, hopefully if Hollywood will let me, the ringleader, Mulholland Drive. If you've seen the documentary Mulholland Drive, it's like that. No, hopefully I'll be able to, like, do other stuff in the other downtown. Like, this summer, I've done a couple movies.
Oh, that's awesome.
Final Girls and The Bronze. Check them out. They'll be out next year.
Todd's movie, Todd Strauss Olsen.
Exactly. What a good guy. He's a very tender man. If you ever meet Todd Strauss Olsen, you'll say he's tender.
No, he's like he's wound tight. He's like a rubber band.
There's some
neuroses. On the podcast.
Yeah,
would be great. He'd be great for empathetic suggestions in terms of what to do.
Oh yeah.
Oh, for the guy who's having trouble meeting girls, start a watching party inviting boys and girls, not just you and a bunch of girls. Invite mixed gender watching party for The Quest.
What's that?
Have you seen The Quest?
No.
I thought you were going to say for Silicon Valley.
No. Oh, yeah.
Really good.
Of course.
Really good.
That's the, I mean, no-brainer. Come springtime, Game of Thrones, Silicon Valley. Come on.
That's the 1-2 punch.
It's the 1-2-3 punch. But for now, for the summer, like, start up right now, The Quest. It's this reality TV show where it's essentially LARPing, like live-action role-playing. They got all these actors in garb in the castle. There's a whole storyline. But they've got contestants that are, like, trying to compete to be the true hero. It's incredible.
It's your favorite
so they're
thing
like,
ever.
You've got to come and get the 7th Sun Spear. Otherwise, like, Gazul will come and destroy us all. And then, like, the regular people are like, yo, man, we got to get the Sun Spear so Gazul don't kill us. It's incredible.
Why are there regular people there, too?
Because it's a reality TV show where they compete in challenges and then get eliminated and stuff.
Oh, so it's like some people are into it and some people who don't know anything.
There are a couple of people who are, like, really buying the narrative and it's, like, it's real to them. It's Bonnie. Oh, what a treasure.
What channel is it on? It's not on a channel.
It's on ABC.
Oh, really?
Yeah. That's what I'm watching this summer. This and Bachelor in Paradise, which is such a fucking gong show.
What is that?
Just
another reality show.
It's the next Bachelor, but it's like all previous, like, not previous Bachelors, but previous people were on this show.
It's like Bachelor All Stars.
They're in this, like, trapped in this resort, and they're like loving one person next, like hating on. It's like,
oh god,
just watching mania, emotional mania, unfold in front of your eyes. I mean, clearly there's some clever writing going on, but on top of that, you're watching people come apart. Remember Come Apart?
Yeah,
they're all having a come apart.
Come apart.
It's like. 2 hours of each episode is 2 hours, and I guarantee you,
2 hours every episode.
I promise you, after each and every one, you're like, I wish there was another one. It's so insane.
Well, I'm actually going on a flight soon to London, the 11-hour flight, and I'm like, I'm looking for a show that'll just make time fly.
Amir,
everyone says Game of Thrones, but you're saying Bachelor.
Have you not watched Game of Thrones?
No, but maybe this Bachelor thing sounds better.
No. Watch Game of Thrones. Don't be an idiot. Don't be an absolute asshole.
When I'm done with that,
don't be a pooey asshole. But when you're done with Game of Thrones, I'm telling you.
What's it called?
If you're going to trust me on anything, trust me on Bachelor in Paradise. It's like,
have I had to see any Bachelors?
No. No, no.
I don't want to be behind.
It really doesn't matter.
No, no.
Are you serious?
Yeah,
you should really watch Bachelor season 1 through 8. 9 was missable, but I'll give you the
It's like The Wire.
You'd only be like, oh, yeah, like Veronica, yeah, she was a basket case in season 7 or whatever. Like,
right.
But they kind of give it, when they introduce them, they give you a little recap. It's, I'm plugging all kinds of stuff, but Jesus Christ. Meetup.com.
Yeah.
The Quest, Bachelor in Paradise, and of course Game of Thrones. Don't be an
And
idiot.
lastly, Silicon Valley. Yeah. Sure, check
at
that
the
out.
Very
I'm wearing
end.
A Game of Thrones t-shirt.
You are.
This is Peter Dinklage saying, oh, that was my weapon.
I thought that was your daddy or something like that. Like you were
my dad's a shortman?
Is he short? I don't know, your
Peter
t-shirt.
Peter Dinklage, he's a shortman. Look at him.
Well, he has to fit on a shirt, so I figure they squished him down for that reason. I didn't know that he was actually that small.
Becoming sacrilegious.
Should we answer one last question?
Oh, yes, yes, please.
Even though we're already long. But
it's people, having fun. Yeah. That's the most important thing.
People
the
love it.
The show's mainly about having fun.
People even after we record, we'll still answer these questions.
Oh, you know what? I forgot we have to take a quick little commercial break to thank one last sponsor for sponsoring this episode. And then when we come back, we'll do the last question. Will you stay around for that? Keep in mind it won't pass any time in real time, so I'll just put a pause, edit in a commercial, so you don't have to do anything but sit down for another 2 seconds.
Me?
Real quick, let's thank one of our personal favorites, MeUndies.com.
Definitely. A new favorite, but a very personal favorite.
It's rare that the company will send us stuff and then you say, you know what, I feel bad asking for more, so I'll spend $100 on more products.
Spend $80.
Yeah.
Had a coupon code.
so, yeah. So right from the horse's mouth.
That's right.
Don't embarrass yourself when you drop your drawers. It's time you knew about MeUndies.com. Basically, it's comfortable, cool underwear. A lot of underwear I used to wear was just from the Gap. It was gray and it was baggy and it was not good.
And it was ugly. And I'm wearing MeUndies right now.
Oh, let's take a quick look.
A little gander.
Oh, those are cool. It's basically stylish. It's like a nice way to upgrade your underwear game, which you could either do yourself or you can buy your friend a gift.
Yeah, that's true. Your boyfriend, your girlfriend, they have women's underwear as well.
They make you look great and they make you feel great.
And they make you be great, taste great, are great, grow great. And do great.
And at under $20 a piece, you can change your underwear drawer more than once every 7 years. You know that's how often, on average, guys would replace their underwear?
Foul.
That's not okay.
Foul.
So last time, the promo code was MeUndies.com/Amir. You felt slighted. You felt betrayed. You created such
Not slighted, not betrayed, but just sort of irked and... treason.
Yeah, of course, and a little bit coy.
A little coy, when all was said and done.
So you created so much of a stink that MeUndies had its programmers update their promo code URL. Now you can go to MeUndies.com/Jake.
It's pretty good.
For this, pretty good, not good enough for you. You're like a little baby that got a wish.
It's
and
too
not.
Little too late. And you still have a URL.
Of course.
So for the first week, it was MeUndies.com/Amir and nothing.
Uh-huh.
And then for this second time around, it's MeUndies.com/Amir, still intact, still good, and MeUndies.com/Jake.
You want to get rid of my promo code.
I want at least one run where you don't have
insane.
One.
That's insane.
No, it's not.
What if people listen to just the older episode and they go to that URL and it's not there anymore?
I don't care.
Of course you don't.
I want
the
glory.
You're trivial. So what's the deal? If you go to MeUndies.com/Amir or /Jake before September 1st, you can get 20% off your first order. That's 20%. A quick way to do the math on that is move the decimal point over 1, then multiply by 2.
Mm.
So on a $100 order, it's a $10 times 2, $20 off.
That's,
you got that?
Yeah. Well, yeah, so, yeah. So I spent that.
An $80 order, $8 times 2, $16 off.
Uh-huh.
So let's do real quick. $15 order, 20% off.
$15 order, 20%. Move the decimal point, 1.5. It's $3 off.
That's right. That's how fun it is. Math is fun.
That wasn't fun. That was stressful. I hated that.
Well, they guarantee you'll be happy with them. Trust us. Trust them. Trust MeUndies.com.
Nice.
Once you go black, they're blacks. They're specifically their black boxer briefs.
Right, right.
You'll never go back. Back to the episode. Back to Tommy. And we're back. Wow. What do you think of that ad? In terms of an ad, It was seamless, right?
I would, me personally, I'd give that a 10 out of 10.
Yeah, wow.
You guys always have such clever banter when you're delivering these ads. You like snacks? I like snacks.
You do listen to the show.
Of course I do.
You only listen to the ads.
I only listen to my episodes, but I try and skip out any time you guys talk. So I really only
wow,
just get a
so
stream
hard.
Of my voice. No, it's easy. When you're this obsessed.
You'd be surprised. All right. Last
just
question.
Real quick, next time we should do a video podcast with Tom. That'd be dope.
Yeah, oh, that's
fun.
True.
That'd be really fun.
Would you be down?
I'd love to.
All right, great.
Last question. Do you want to read this one? You chose it.
I hope another creative person does something creative with this podcast. I was really honored that guy took all the time to like
to animate it.
Isn't that cool? That
that's on our site.
Like, we like this so much that I'm going to animate this.
Did you see the South Park Book of Mormon? Some guy did Hello, the first song in Book of Mormon, as a South Park animation.
Oh, fun.
So it's that same guy.
Oh, is that dude?
Oh, really?
That guy did a version of Thomas on our podcast.
It is
an animated
that,
version.
Like, we have fans that are that talented and then also ones that write a question like this.
Well, just want to say, if you ever want to do something creative, either drawing or animating or whatever, you just send it over to ifiwereyou@gmail.com.
If I were you show at gmail.com.
Oh, yeah.
Nice. Or you can tweet it at us. We found it on Twitter.
Oh, tweet it.
And we'll post it. We'll promote it. It's going to get the eyeballs because people love to see it. And so do we. We put that one on ifiwereyoushow.com.
Oh, that's right. The official web.
Yep.
This was almost an all-girl episode. This is I need another name for a lady right now.
Oh, Misty Rivers.
Misty Rivers.
A porn star, probably.
Misty Rivers writes, "Dear Jake and Amir, I love the podcast and would really appreciate some help with my sticky situation."
Ew, Misty's sticky.
"I was over at my friend's house the other day, and we were in her brother's room looking for a movie. I opened up a DVD case that was shoved near the back of the bookcase, and inside the case was a pair of underwear. And not just any underwear, my underwear. I know this because it was my size, brand, and it was a distinct pattern that I had lost. I sleep over their house a lot, so I can see how he would get his hands on it, but why? Here's the worst part. There was a white streak across them, and they smelled horrible. What was this? I took the underwear and threw it away. We were both freaked out, so we left his room. Why did he have my underwear? What was on it? Semen? Is that why it smelled bad? Help me. Misty Rivers."
This guy obviously was going to do an arts and crafts project.
Yeah.
So you get the underwear.
Yeah.
He doesn't want to buy it, so he took it from this
girl.
He was
going to bedazzle it.
Yeah.
He was going to do like
and
a jewel-encrusted bedazzle.
He got through the glue part.
The
you know, the
glue.
Elmer's
yeah.
glue.
Yeah, yeah.
So
no,
he did a streak
glue.
Of the stinky, you know, the semen glue.
It was a birthday gift.
Yeah.
And you're being selfish and rude.
You know, it could be a little... See, she's jumping to conclusions that it's his mess. She could have had a little femme... smudge on
oh,
there.
Oh, shit.
Forgot about it. Then it's been sitting in a fucking DVD case
but
rotting. So she's like smelling her own schniz and being like, ew, this guy's gross, when really she's a stank pot.
You gotta recognize sometimes your schniz smells bad too.
Yeah,
you
know what I mean? And especially if it's been in a DVD case, just rotting away.
You sound like the brother trying to justify it.
How do you know? You didn't go with knife
holding the DVD case Michael, over his erect penis.
Michael, the point is, you stole my underwear. Well, I was gonna watch it. I just forgot about it.
Put it in a DVD case. They give it back to you.
I was gonna mail it. I can't mail it raw. I gotta put it in a case.
I can't just write an address on underwear, send it off willy nilly.
Think about it, you dumb bitch. Like he's like turns into a real dick all about it. Use your mind. Use it.
Oh God, Jake's dying.
I just love him getting so defensive and angry.
Oh, slams the door. fuck.
That's the best thing to do when someone accuses you of something disgusting is yell at them louder and weirder.
Fucking idiot!
And the initial question is like, hey, so we found my underwear in the DVD.
Fuck! God, Misty! What the fuck are you even talking about? Oh, I don't know how it got there. I don't know what it smells like. Gross, you fucking idiot.
Oh, what kind of maniac smells in old underwear?
Holy shit, this next email is from this guy who said this girl came over and started sniffing around underwear.
What's she doing in the... Why are they snooping in his bedroom?
She left it on the fucking ground and just put it away in a DVD case because I didn't know where else to put it.
Look what happened in my room, not a slob.
He said it was in a DVD case?
Well... Well,
like in the like you open up a case of a DVD and instead of a DVD, it's dirty panties.
Some scrumpled up panties.
Young kids, like teenagers, do some weird shit to jerk off. They're there's it's weird.
Well, you know what? Here's the thing. It's like, for me, I never did panty stuff, but when I was a teen, you hear it a lot. Like, you hear, like, oh, man, the thing to do is grab panties or something like that. You know, right. It's like, it's in the air, but it's like, no one ever does it. But he was like, oh, cool, that's what you got to do. Like, he actually went and did it.
What a risky maneuver. What was he thinking would happen? Like, how do you, and what, you sleep over, you take off your underwear, and then you just leave the next day?
Yeah, then she's like, "Oh, I forgot. I lost my bra. Whatever."
But
panties. Whatever.
You don't bring two sets of panties on a sleepover.
Maybe she does because she's fucking so nasty down there, leaving streaks.
She's not nasty, but Hershey's in a
swampy
case for sure.
Yeah, she's a rainforest. She's swampy.
She can brew a beer down there.
Oh, God.
Oh, awful. We're, like, totally attacking her. Like, what a misogynistic response.
You can brew a beer.
What a misogynistic response. I don't know, man. That is a bit of a sticky situation.
Literally.
Are you honestly going to confront the kid and embarrass the poor boy?
Yeah. He deserves it.
No.
He stole your underwear and jizzed at him.
It's innocent. It's
what
not
are you
like,
fucking... Are you guys insane? Why do you want to shame him?
Because he did something awful.
It's not awful.
Stealing a girl's underwear
it's
and
so
jizzing
passive.
Into
it's
it?
So passive. It's not like he spied on her in the bathroom or something. Then I'd be like, murder him. But he was like, he's a quiet little boy.
Yes,
he put,
I,
he
you
put
say
underwear.
I found out. You say,
if you want to confront him, don't like shame him. I just like, I found out, but like, you know. Maybe give him playful shit. He'd love that, I'm sure. Like,
yeah.
If you kind of, like,
oh,
flirted
should
him
give
into
give him
it.
Another pair of your underwear.
Oh.
Yeah, just be like,
I
if
saw
you're gonna...
you made mine dirty.
Yeah. Oh, my God, you awful man.
Oh, you should fucking blow him.
Yeah.
Wouldn't that, like, that's how porn start. Like, oh, what are you doing? You my fucking underwear, you pervert? Yeah. You probably love this.
Grapefruit him. You seen that video?
No.
Oh, watch out. Go online, Google, like, how to grapefruit your man. It's,
what is grapefruiting?
Just watch it. I can't even describe it.
Is it hot?
It's weird. Just watch it.
I'm going to.
Everybody, it's sour. All the listeners, go Google it.
It's bitter and it's sour.
Jeez.
You know what? You guys want it to be like The Sandlot, where like he plays a prank that got him kissed, and then like the next day the girl like gives him that little coy smile on the way to the pool.
Yeah, then they end up getting married. I think that could happen.
A Sandlot response, honestly, would be so much better than shaming that kid who, right. That like is going to bring so much more weirdness.
You know, I think
it
matters how old he is. If he's 13, which it sounds like he is.
Hopefully will be.
I think that's not worth, like, don't shame him. Just, like, that's so innocent.
Reverse those numbers.
And he's a shit, yeah, exactly.
And you're my age. How about if he's older than you, confront him. If he's under than you, don't confront
that's
him.
That's good.
Ask him when his birthday is.
That's fair.
Hey, older than what's you. What's your birthday? Okay, never mind.
I'm 40. What are you? It would be so creepy if it was her friend's dad. Can you imagine that?
See, that's what I'm saying.
That's like a Todd Solondz movie.
It's
that's
bad.
Like happiness.
That's like, if but it's that, bad like, at a certain age, it's bad at every age.
That's not true.
Yeah. It's like, oh,
what are you
it'd be really bad
about?
If you,
that's the,
if
that,
he murdered.
It sounds yeah. concise, yeah. But it's so wrong.
Oh, I murdered him, but I was 13. That's okay.
Okay, well,
but
that's
he was
one
40.
Example. That's
yeah.
one example.
I stole her underwear and jerked off into it, but I was 13. Oh, that's fine. I was 20. Whoa, that's fucked up. If he does it at 13, he'll do it at 20.
No, look, no he won't.
And maybe, what's wrong with jerking off the pants?
I'm just saying it's not nice.
It's not nice,
good.
But it's like, it's passive, shameful. He's a kid who likes masturbating.
Here's the thing. If it bothers a girl and she doesn't want it to happen again, yes, she can confront him. But I would strongly urge him not to, like, shame him and make it, like, do it, don't do it in front of his parents.
Yeah, don't do it in front
like,
of his parents.
At the breakfast
just
table.
Say, hey,
just
or
like,
you
hey,
tell
man,
your friend.
Hey, man, this is weird. I found the undies.
The table.
Don't worry. I'm not mad. I'm not going to post it online or whatever. Just don't do it again because it makes me feel strange.
Yeah, I guess
that's
that you
fine. Can, that's nice.
That's fair if that's how you really feel.
He's
but
just
going to
do it again.
He's like such a... He's not going to do it again. He's got the underwear.
He's
already jerked off.
He's probably such
so
a sweet boy. He's probably a little Amir. Like, with his
so
glasses,
happy.
Like, he just got done his math homework, and he's looking at the DVD case. He's like, oh, I don't know. Well, I guess maybe one more.
Dude,
and
yeah.
he does it.
You're weird about jerking off when you're young.
Oh, but the guy that was texting a girl, that guy's a serial cheater. He doesn't deserve a second chance.
Yeah,
that, he does it over and over and over again.
Someone.
But this guy who jerks off into his sister's stolen friend's panties, you know, it's a one-time thing. It's cute.
You're just
it's
saying
funny,
in a mocking
friendly,
voice, but yes, that,
yeah.
is, that is my opinion.
No, no, no.
I wonder.
No!
You need to do an online poll on the website to
oh,
see
shit.
If Amir is in the right or Tom and Jake are in the right.
Okay. That's a good idea.
Let's yeah.
do that. I would love to see what the populace thinks on both these issues.
Yeah.
Agreed.
I would say they would agree with you on the first issue and me on the second issue.
I think we're going to get agreed with both times.
Of course you do. You agree with you.
I think we're a little bit more, I think we're a little bit more understanding.
We are.
But see, you have a zero tolerance policy, and then more understanding.
I'm not saying for the cheater guy like that he should be hung up.
You say one strike and you're out.
I'm just saying
one strike and you're out.
In
this one, it's
kind of like a serious
cheating and stealing a pair of underwear is different, very different.
Especially when you're young and you kind of still figuring out. I remember when I first jacked off, the very first time, I stopped when I was about to come. I was like, oh, fuck, what was that?
Yeah, I did the exact same thing.
I broke it. And I like got out of the shower, like dried off, be like, well, that'll never happen again.
And it didn't.
And it didn't. And I'm filled to the lid with semen.
I remember when I did that.
Every time you cough, a little bit comes out.
Oh, shit.
I'm just like, when you fill up a cereal bowl all the way to the lid so that the meniscus is pouring over the bowl, that's what you are.
Even as you walk around, there's sometimes the semen will slosh a little bit.
Yeah. I don't jog anymore because...
It'll just leak out. Nose, eyes. Sometimes when I cut my toenails, I'll like cut too far and a little bit will seep out.
Gross, man. Wonderfully gross.
Well, that's it. Those are four good questions.
Yeah.
Fun, different answers. I'm glad we disagreed.
Yeah, disagreeing.
Let's ask the internet who's right.
Yeah, because morality is an abstract. You know,
last time,
there
just
is
for
a
the
right
record,
and wrong.
Last time we did, was it on Twitter? We asked if it was okay to
meddle. Yeah,
and most people agreed with me.
What do you think about that?
What's Mel?
If you're in a if a girl's in a relationship,
yes.
Can you go after the girl?
AKA meddling.
Without knowing any other information than just simply that, because there's a lot of circumstances.
Yeah, there could be like, she could be in a bad relationship.
She could be looking for a way out or whatever.
In a non-married relationship.
Honestly, I think it's okay.
There it is! There it is! Finally! Vindication!
It's bad form.
Yeah.
It's a bad thing to do, but I've been in situations where it's like, man, this girl's looking to get melded.
Meddled.
Oh. Melted.
Oh no, you've done a terrible
melted.
Thing.
That's melted. And so I chained her down in the open patio and put a magnifying glass on her.
I think like a toy soldier. I said is that you can like present yourself as a really solid option if that person wanted
that's
to
That's meddling.
Leave. I don't think, but it's not saying
it's
like
flirting.
Come out with, no, you were saying like 100% go after a girl in
you know
a relationship.
What? I'm kind of thinking about it more.
Well, we actually are out of time. So
No. As a younger man, I would have meddled and did meddle. But now, like, if I was single, if I found that out, that's poor form. Because you got to put yourself in the other dude's shoes.
I'm not saying if, like, this girl's in an abusive relationship, you shouldn't be like, hey, you should not be with that guy. Or, like, and I don't mean, like, actual physical
abuse. If you think
abuse,
you're a better
okay
cut and dry.
To meddle?
But, like, if a girl's in a solid relationship and you're like, I just think this girl's pretty, I'm going to just poke around at this.
That's bad.
No, but that's one extreme. Another extreme is this girl's with a guy who's obviously not great and I'm so much better and we get along very well. Should I just leave her alone until she breaks up with her boyfriend, or should I just continue hanging out with her, hoping to God that it creates a chasm in the relationship?
Even in the bad relationships, when I found out that the girl's like immediately with someone, and that you know it's like she was essentially being meddled with while he was, I'm like so mad. And even though I was like a dickhole or something,
right.
Like it is bad form. Not gentlemanly behavior. I'll tell you that.
Poor form for sure.
So if you want to be a gentleman, which is my reformation.
Yeah.
it's a hard no. I'm sorry, I rescind my answer.
That was insane. What a complete turnaround.
Well, I think it's because it's a question that you sort of like, as soon as you get more information, it's easy to change your mind.
Yeah. I mean, there could be like, if she's in a great relationship and you're a bad guy, it's not worth it. But if she's in a terrible relationship and you're a great guy and you guys get along.
Are you even a great guy? As soon as you start to meddle, you're not necessarily a great guy.
Well, you said a nice guy can cheat.
Yeah, but then he has a consequence of having the relationship ended.
Thank you.
What do you want me to say,
guys? I just love that it's us versus you, dude.
You guys go off to lunch together.
The thing is, Amir, mankind, we're all just so many different shades of
gray.
Of gray. There's no black and white, man.
Yeah,
you read
yeah.
that book?
50 Shades of Grey.
Uh-huh.
No.
So many different
book.
Shades of gray. It's a different book.
Yeah, it's a different book. It's by Todd Weissman.
Thanks for coming back, Tom.
Thanks so much for having me. What a joy.
It was fun to have you. It was. Do you want to plug anything more than you already have? Meetup.org, SiliconValley.com.
Well, I've plugged a couple shows, websites.
Grapefruiting your boyfriend.
Grapefruit, yeah, how to grapefruit your man.
Middle Ditch on Twitter.
Yeah, at Middle Ditch on Twitter, at Tom Beany, TOMBINI on Instagram.
On the grams.
Yeah, I don't know. Watch the Emmys, see if you'll see me. I don't think I'll be... they might glance past me.
You do look like Seth Meyers. Who are you wearing?
Not nice. I don't think so, man. But everybody... It's because we have a long Anglo face.
Mm.
Who am I wearing? Oh, fuck. What am I? I think it's actually like a Valentino suit. I think it's like a fancy suit.
That's fucking dope.
It's very slim fitted. I look kind of like a Jonas brother.
What's the look now, though?
I don't want to look
sockless. No socks.
It looks more British than what they would ever put on their silly bodies.
Well, so look out for that. And if you guys have any questions of your own that you want us to yell about, if I were you, show@gmail.com, or if you have any theme song submissions, or if you have any thumbnail submissions, we've been using those when we upload them to Facebook. That opening theme song was by Danny Cole without an E, and this last one is by Sam Wee Ah. That's how he's said to pronounce his name, Sam Wee Ah. So thanks, guys, for listening. Thanks, Thomas, again, for coming by. We should have you on one more time, and that's it.
Really?
Yeah.
Only one more?
Just four.
Okay. I'll take it.
Deal. Please. I'm begging you. We'll be back soon. Later, guys.
Seize the cheese on If I Were You. Listen to the pinch and a nerdy chew. If you're in a sticky situation, listen to their conversation. The only advice podcast on the internet hosted by them starts now.
Hey guys, it's Kristen.
And it's Marnie.
From the Ask Women podcast. And make sure to check out our podcast for all the advice you need to get the women that you want. And yes, I say women, plural, because we even talk about polygamy. Not polygamy, what's it called? Polyamory. That's right. But if you want to know all the advice that you've been waiting to hear.
Directly from women on how to attract, date, seduce, and get the women you want. Then check out our podcast, the Ask Women podcast, right here on Podcast One.